How many of us have hit a pothole lately? Well, if you drive much on the streets around Indianapolis or Martinsville, you're going to hit some potholes, generally speaking. And it reminds us of our journey down life's pathway can get pretty rough at times as well. And that's much more serious, is it not? So since there are many difficulties and obstacles to overcome in life, we as Christians must strive to remain faithful, no matter what. Now, David became depressed and felt pretty hopeless. For example, when he wrote by inspiration Psalms 13 and 142. But what David did was to turn to God instead of turning away from God, as so many people are doing today. So as we learn what David did to deal with his depression, it will help us to overcome depressing and difficult times too. And if we're enjoying prosperous times, we still need to be reminded that all blessings come from God. So we'll want to begin our study of God's blessings, past, present, and future, in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to PFE, which of course stands for Preparing for Eternity. That's the most important thing we could be doing. Now, we want to take this opportunity to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street, right here in Martinsville, as we study, of course, God's precious Word in our Bible classes. As we assemble to worship God, we're striving to do so in accordance to the New Testament pattern that would be in truth. But also, we need to have a proper attitude as we strive to do so, and that would be in spirit, John 4:24. And I can assure you that you will receive a warm welcome here at the Morgan Street Church of Christ. And we need to mention this. If you're interested in a Bible study, please let us know. We'll set it up at your convenience. And we always appreciate your Bible questions, comments, positive or negative. So again, you can write to us. That's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151. And our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027. And our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. Now, let's get to our study this morning, as we're going to entitle this, God's Blessings, Past, Present, and Future. We'll start with Psalm 13, verse 6. David remembered how God had blessed him. So this would be past. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. David recalls how God had blessed him in the past. Here's another psalm, not sure who the inspired writer is, 116, verse 7. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with me. So that's also in this same line, isn't it, of how God has blessed us. He's blessed us all. And thus we think about what happened in the past. Remember how David was able to defeat Goliath the giant because of his trust in God. 1 Samuel 17. Remember how David said, is there not a cause? This giant's coming out and cursing Israel. And he didn't see why the Israelites, the soldiers under King Saul's command, were afraid of him. He certainly wasn't. And he ran to meet the giant. You can see in verse 37, David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivereth me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." So he went out and took care of Goliath, did he not? Right between the eyes with the stone that he let loose out of his sling. He was proficient. He was fearless before this giant. And so he remembers that, no doubt, how God had blessed him as he stated about being delivered out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. That's something that these incidents happened in David's past. So David, remembering how God had blessed him again and again, was able to overcome the many difficulties that he faced. He certainly faced a number of them, did he not? So may we never forget the showers of blessings that God has poured upon us in the past. Remember, for example, how you felt when you came up out of the watery grave of baptism, knowing that your sins had been washed away by the blood of Christ. I can remember that time as if it was yesterday. And I cried like a baby because at the age of 30, I had many sins to wash away. And I remember seeing God's providence working time and time again in my life. What about you? We need to appreciate those memories. Those are precious memories. Sometimes we sing the hymn, "Count Your Many Blessings." Well, certainly we need to count them every day. That is, be thankful for them. We're not going to be able to name them one by one. That would take some long periods of time, would it not? Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So we need to put that song into practice. And something else, as we partake of the Lord's Supper, are we not remembering the greatest gift which could be given? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Of course, that's the greatest gift. And we should be remembering what God hath done in giving up his only begotten Son without any way to help his only begotten Son, when Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And God the Father could not step in. Had he done so, we would have no salvation. We need to remember that and live accordingly. Because he first loved us, we certainly are to love God. And Jesus said, "Do this, this do in remembrance of me," to quote it from Luke 22:19, "This do in remembrance of me." Are we doing that every Lord's Day as part of worship? Acts 20:7, remember, upon the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them unto midnight, ready to depart on the morrow. That was worship. And part of worship is partaking of the Lord's Supper, not once a quarter, but every Lord's Day. We should participate in all the acts of worship, of course, all five, but do so in remembering Christ and his sacrifice. Now, let's go to the present. This would be Psalm 119:17. As David realized how God could presently bless him here, "Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word." So this is in the present tense. David depended on God's blessings on a daily basis. Remember how in 1 Samuel 13:14, David was said to be a man after God's own heart? Well, that was a great tribute to a lowly shepherd who became the king of Israel. Now, after he sinned with Bathsheba, he would no longer be a man after God's own heart, as we understand. But how David was able to have that recognition, well, that says a lot, doesn't it? And David knew the importance of keeping God's word on a daily basis. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Psalm 119, 97. Verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Can we say that? Verse 92, still in Psalm 119. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in my affliction. David understood how important the Word of God is in his life, and we must do likewise. Let us never forget that without Christ we can do nothing. John 15:5 bears that out. And therefore we need to depend upon God's daily blessings, fully trusting Him. Remember Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. This is a daily situation we're looking at here. David realized how God could presently bless him, and so must we. As we are realizing the importance of living in daily obedience to God's word, we're going to be blessed. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Psalm 1:1-2. So as we think about all the spiritual blessings that we could enjoy in Christ, we can overcome all the difficulties, all the obstacles that we face, trials, tribulations, temptations, persecution, whatever comes. And let us never forget Psalm 46:1-5. We need to have this in our hearts. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. That helps us, doesn't it? Of course it does. But let us go on. As we're looking at God's blessings, past, present, and we have one more to go, and of course that would be future. David recognized how God would continue to bless him in the future, just as he had in the past, just as he was doing in the present. But he's looking now ahead as we go to Psalm 142 and verse 7. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Notice, thou shalt. That's future, isn't it? And David is seeing that God is going to continue to bless him, just as he had in the past, was doing so in the present, and it's going to be that way in the future. And we can count on that as well. Well, we remember, of course, despite David being the king of Israel, He had to overcome many tragedies in his life. Of course, a downside was when Bathsheba was bathing, David was up higher and was looking down upon her, and we know he lusted after her and sent for her, had a sexual relationship with Bathsheba, who was Uriah's wife. He was a loyal soldier in the army of Israel under David's leadership as king. And so, because of that sin of adultery with Bathsheba, David wanted to try to cover it up, but it didn't work out. He tried to get Uriah to go home, be with his wife. Uriah wouldn't do that. It wasn't fair. The other soldiers couldn't do it. David tried to get him intoxicated. Still wouldn't do it. So what did David do? He put him out in the front of the battle as he gave the orders to the other soldiers in charge. And they withdrew from Uriah. Of course, he was killed. So then David took Bathsheba as his wife, and as we know, she was with child, and when the child was born, the child became ill and died, as you see in 2 Samuel chapter 12. David, of course, was praying and fasting until after the child died, and those around him were wondering why he quit fasting after the child died. Cleaned himself up and ate. Well, he knew that he would be reunited with the child. That would be, of course, in the afterlife. So that's another study in itself, is it not? But the point is, David experienced tragedies, the loss of a child, as I've gone through this myself, some of you as well. Loss of a wife, loss of a husband. These are tragedies, of course, and difficult times for all of us to get through. But we can if we trust in God and remain faithful. You know, David, sad to say, had multiple wives, and that caused a number of problems. Ammon, his son, raped the daughter of David. It would be his half-sister, Tamar. Then Absalom later killed his half-brother Ammon. And then Absalom conspired against his father David, as you see in 2 Samuel 13 and 15. These were tragedies in the life of David. And what would have happened to David if he had not waited upon the Lord to bless him in the future to overcome his tragedies? Psalm 25:21, notice, "Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee." Do we wait on the Lord as we should, or are we impatient with God? We shouldn't. No, we should not. Of course not. What a privilege. I mean, a great privilege we have to carry everything to God in prayer. All our concerns for the future can be brought before the throne of God. That's right. "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Hebrews 4:16. We need to be remembering that and certainly put it into practice. Do we not have a great concern for the future of the church of Christ, the Lord's church? We should. We should have a great concern for our family's future as well, and for the future of our country, our communities. Should we not? Well, with the news that we see day to day, It's very concerning. And injustices. Well, that should concern us all, of course, but does that prevent us from being a faithful Christian? It should not. Of course not. And we must guard against it as we remember God's blessings. You see, if we allow our concerns to turn to worry and to eat us up, to cause us to become depressed and then go into despair, what happens? We forget that God will bless us in the future if we stay faithful in the Lord's church. Yes. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. As we know from 1 Corinthians 15:58, God will bless us in the future if we stay faithful in the Lord's church. And that we must do. So, as we conclude our study of God's blessings, past, present, and future, as we've looked at a number of Psalms in this study, let's ask ourselves a few questions here before we close out our study. Do we turn to God or away from God when life's difficulties mount up against us? Well, that's a question for all of us to answer honestly. Life can get very difficult, especially in the loss of a loved one and injustices that are occurring. Temptations, they build up, trials, tribulations, all these things. But it should never take us away from God. God is a very present help in time of trouble. And that's what we must do, of course, to turn to God and do that every day without, forsaking Him who gave us life and sacrificed His only begotten Son that we might have the forgiveness of our sins. Through our obedience to the gospel, of course. Question number two. How often do we remember our past blessings and our present blessings? As we noted, of course, God's only begotten Son going to the cross, dying for our sins. As we partake of the Lord's Supper every first day of the week, we're remembering that, but we should also remember it during the week as well. That's something that should be on our minds, that we have been bought with the price of the blood of Christ, and we have the privilege of being in His spiritual body, the true church, the church you read about in the Bible. That's the church of Christ. Now, how often do we remember our past blessings? Again and again, how God has providentially taken care of us. Not miraculous miracles, no, but God's providence working in our lives. And what about right now, our present blessings? We need to remember them, of course, every day in our prayers. Okay. So, another question, the third one to honestly answer, are we thankful that we can pray for future blessings and take advantage of that? As we talked about the great privilege of prayer, what does that mean to us? God will keep His promises. Of course, it's impossible for God to lie. We know that. So how thankful are we that we can pray for future blessings? And we come now to the fourth question, and that is, have we obeyed the gospel of Christ? Are we a member of the body of Christ? And number five, are we living a faithful Christian life, giving thanks to God every day for our salvation? So we stand ready to assist anyone in obeying the precious gospel of Christ. We have to hear the truth. Romans 10:17 tells us, so then by hearing, we have to hear the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how our faith comes. It will come no other way. And then we need to believe that Jesus is the Christ. Except you believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. John 8:24. Then we need to repent. Make a change of wills. We're ready to do what God says. Acts 17:30. We all must repent before we are saved. Getting out of a sinful marriage, for example, if it's living in adultery, we have to leave that situation. If we've stolen money from someone, we need to give that back. This is part of repenting. And godly sorrow leads to repentance. And then we make the good confession. After repentance, we're going to state that I believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. That's unto salvation. Romans 10:9-10. And once we've confessed that Jesus is the Christ, the only begotten Son of God, now we're ready to be baptized. This is immersion, not sprinkling, not pouring. It's being buried. So we must go under the water completely. We're buried into the death of Christ, as you see in Romans 6, course 3 through 6. But I want us to go to 1 Peter 3, verse 21, because I've heard this many times, as preachers would say, one is saved at the point of asking Jesus to come in their heart. Well, where do you see that in the scriptures? And I've heard it so many times. But 1 Peter 3:21 tells us the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, no, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, someone would say, baptism doesn't save us. Have you heard that? Peter, an inspired apostle, said that it does. And that's the Holy Spirit speaking, as Peter is writing this by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So who do we believe? An inspired apostle or some other person that says it's not necessary? This is where we contact the blood of Christ that washes away our sins, Acts 22:16. And we thank you so much for listening today.